Yes, hello and welcome to Digital Blues with me, Ashwin Smythe, and a somewhat unusual show this week. I'm reminiscing, very much reminiscing, going back at some stage as far as the 1930s, but we opened with Johnny B. Goode from 1958, from, of course, Chuck Berry, from probably his golden time. Johnny B. Goode was one of his third Grammy Hall of Fame entrant, and an excellent team of musicians that were playing on that with Willie Dixon on bass. And, of course, Johnny B. Goode's the only recording, pop recording, on board the NASA spaceship Voyager 1, which is the only Earth-made object to have ever left the solar system. But Johnny B. Goode, a classic song, and Chuck Berry, of course, a classic writer and performer of songs, and a man who influenced many, many people, including the Rolling Stones. And the Rolling Stones, in 1964, covered the B-side of Johnny B. Goode, Around and Around, and it sounded like this.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, it sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. Started moving my feet, oh, the clap of my hands. I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. Suspect. And when the police knocked, those doors flew back, but they kept on rocking.
Dearly called her Nanny Goat to make a pretty baby of baby a sunny hat. Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where has he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird.
Yeah.
Yes, a classic sandwich with the bread being the Rolling Stones there. First of all, from 1964, Around and Around from the Rolling Stones. That was followed by Bo Diddley from 1957 with the eponymous song Bo Diddley. And the B-side to that was Mona, and the Rolling Stones covered that in 1964. And I have to say that the Rolling Stones were probably the first people to introduce me to blues, like so many people, I think. And it's interesting that the effect that they had and how they brought unknown artists or relatively unknown artists to the fore, particularly American artists. Well, we semi-stick with the Stones in that now we have three covers of Rolling Stones songs. And the first is, they're all from a couple of albums that I have called Highways 60s and 70s, Blues Revisited. They're on, the albums are on Dixie Frog Records and come from early, at the beginning of the 2000s, to whatever it is, the 21st century anyway. This is No Expectations by Bill Perry and Richie Havens. Yeah.
its way again.
That's a butt.
Three fascinating variants of versions of Rolling Stones songs. We started off with Bill Perry and Richie Havens and No Expectations, and then Junior Wells, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, with Bob Margolin on guitar, and then Taj Mahal with Honky Tonk Woman, featuring James Cotton on harmonica. And those all came from a couple of albums, Volume 1 and 2 of Highways 60s 70s Blues Revisited, which is a Dixie Frog compilation and is really fascinating. I absolutely love listening to it and playing it. Well, a complete change now, but still going back in time into the 60s and up to the 80s and back to the 30s as we feature the ladies, because there are a number of ladies from back then who really don't get the recognition and certainly don't get played as often as they should be. And, well, just a tiny attempt to put that slightly right. I'm going to start with the wonderful Ottilie Patterson, also a lady who was instrumental with Chris Barber in giving rebirth to the blues, if you like, in the UK. And, of course, Chris involved in bringing American artists over to play with his band. From a collection called Easy, Easy Baby, this is Ottilie Patterson and a track called Ugly Child.
You're cold. Tell him that by your soul.
If he likes to dance now, tell you what you do. When you see him coming down the street, you start to
do the boogaloo.
Nothing I do.
shame.
Yes, four underappreciated, underplayed ladies. Ottilie Patterson first, and Ugly Child. And that was followed by the wonderful Nina Simone from her 1967 album called Sings the Blues, and the track Day and Night. Then we had Sister Rosetta Tharpe with a song called Rock Me, originally released in 1938, but the version that I played there was recorded in 1941 when she was recording a session with the Lucky Melinda Band. And then we finished up with the wonderful Jessie Mae Hempel. Love her. She's mesmeric and hypnotic. From a CD, 2005 CD, called Shake It Baby. The track that I played called Shame On You. Well, I'm going to finish this particular show with some tracks from bands that influenced me right at the beginning of digital blues at the turn of the century. We start off with the Motel Kings and this track called Groover, taken from Red Light Fever.
Can't seem to get you out of my mind. My brain is fixed on those curvaceous lines. I can't sleep, I can't even rest. I'm talking about insomnia, it's the way that you dress. Excited by the thought of your face. My emotions, they're all over the place. It's like some animals got in my brain. I'm feeling like a dog, I think I'm going insane. Groover, on the move all the time. Just give me one chance, get you out of my mind. Tell me that I'm wasting my time. The thought of me would never enter your mind. Your kind of living scene is way too fair. I'm ripped up, baby, come on, give me a blast. I'm a groover all the time. Just give me one chance, get you out of my mind. Just give me one chance, get you out of my mind. I'm going out of my mind.
Take my
oh no.
Hey, can a fairy man take my
oh no.
Hey, can that fairy man take my
oh no.
Well, they said it can't take me cause the tide too low. Said the tide too low.
Oh yeah.
He said the tide too low.
Oh yeah.
He said the tide too low. Still time to see your prayers fall where some time ago. Wash away my pain, wash away my misery.
Oh yeah.
Wash away my pain.
Oh Lord.
Like a new day coming.
Oh yeah.
In a mossy way. Amen. Washoe, where my misery.
Yes, three tracks to take me back to the beginning of this century when I first sort of rediscovered the blues on the Essex blues scene, and three bands that were instrumental and very helpful at the time. The Motel Kings from their CD Red Light Fever, and Groover. Then the Cadillac Kings, the first CD that they actually recorded as the Cadillac Kings, I'm Gone was the name of the CD, came out in 2000, and I'm Your Professor, the track that I played. And then the wonderful Swamp Cats, and a track called Last River Blues with some fabulous background vocals there from Jane English, who of course at that time was also the singer with the Rockin' Armadillos. Well, that's all I have time for. Hope you've enjoyed this somewhat looking back and nostalgic show. I'll be back same time next week with another regular show, and I'll leave you with this from Jimmy Thackeray, Apache, you'll recognise it. Thanks for your company. Bye for now.